Our scripture reading will be Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 15. 1 through 15. Matthew 28, 1 through 15. Let us hear God's word. After the Sabbath, at the dawn of on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has arisen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him and clasped his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the tomb and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You were to say, 'His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and Heavenly Father, you know all things. And you know that we are inadequate to understand your word unless through your Holy Spirit you open up our ears. So we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would bless the preaching and the hearing of your word, all to the glory of Christ. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. In a court of law, an eyewitness account goes a long way to establishing the truth and establishing what actually happened. The more eyewitnesses, the more an incident can be confirmed. Our Lord Jesus Christ, though he laid in the tomb, he was not lost in the tomb. But on the third day, he rose again from the dead. And the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is confirmed by several testimonies and several people acting as witnesses. The first witness to the resurrection was the soldiers. They were guarding the tomb. And apparently, as the Gospel of Matthew tells us, even before the women arrived at the tomb, there was this great earthquake that shook the entire earth violently. And an angel of the Lord came down and sat upon the rock. The soldiers who were guarding the tomb, they saw the angels. They saw the stone being rolled away. They were there to keep a dead man in the grave, yet nothing could hold Jesus Christ from the resurrection. It is interesting that the same word that describes the earth shaking is used to describe the reaction of the soldiers to the angel. So when the earth shook, these three children of the earth, these soldiers, they shook as well. The resurrection of Christ, though it is a joy to Christ's friends, it is the terror of his enemies. Yet when the soldiers gained their composure, they became witnesses of the resurrection. The scripture says, some of the soldiers went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. They told the chief priests, the Pharisees, they told them about the angel. They told them about the stone being rolled away. They told them about the earthquake. They told them about Jesus coming out of the tomb. But instead of receiving it in faith, they chose to suppress it. Like Paul tells the Romans in chapter 1, that sinners repress the truth so they do not have to be faced with it. And even more wicked than simply repressing it, they resolve to keep others from believing. For they made a story that his followers had stolen the body. This incident clearly demonstrates that the most blatant evidence in the world will have no effect on those whose hearts are not changed. Pharaoh heard the gospel. He didn't believe. Esau heard the gospel. He did not believe. Judas heard the gospel many times over, but he chose not to believe. It's like the parable of the rich man who is in agony in hell. Many will not believe the scriptures, even if someone rises from the dead. The guards reported all this to the chief priests. The chief priests, who were experts in the law of Moses and in the prophets, of anybody that should have understood the scriptures that they were pointing towards Christ, it should have been the educated theologians. But they hardened their heart. These soldiers, though they saw, they were far from being convinced. And the clearest evidence will not in any way change their hearts without the presence of the Holy Spirit. Another witness to the resurrection is a witness from heaven itself. When the women approached the tomb, all they initially could see is that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So cautiously, the women approached and looked in, yet they did not see the body of Jesus. As they were wondering, what has happened? Suddenly, two angels appeared to them and said, "Do not be afraid. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified, but he is not here. He has arisen just as he said he would." Notice the contrast here between the encounter with the soldiers and the encounter with the women. The soldiers shook with fear and ran away. The women, they were afraid, but the angels consoled them. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." The angels who rejoice over one sinner who repents, they also rejoice over one of God's people when they are comforted. For the angels tell the women, "Don't be afraid." But it's the words that follow that give passion and strength to the words, "Do not be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has arisen. He's not here because he has arisen." What more glorious words of truth? What more comforting words of truth? "He is not here, for he has arisen." If the angel would have simply said, "He's not here," that would not have comforted and consoled the women. Instead, "He is not here." Why? Because he has arisen. "Here indeed you laid him. Here you left him. Here you came back to find him. But he's not here because he has arisen. Why then do you look for the living among the dead?" Then the angel said to the woman, "Go tell his disciples." Go tell his disciples. This is very interesting because the ladies then become the apostles to the apostles. They are the ones who bring the good news to the disciples. This was an honor put upon them from Jesus Christ himself. God uses the weak things of the earth to establish the great things of the earth. How ironic it is that it was a woman who brought the lie to her husband. It was Eve who brought the lie to Adam. It was Eve who brought this temptation for Adam to not believe God's word. But now it is the women who will be the first witnesses of Christ. They will go and share the gospel. The women go and share the gospel with the disciples. The sight of the angel brought them fear, but the message from the angels brought them joy. The last witness is the apostles themselves. There were several times that Jesus appeared to them. There was two men walking along the road to Emmaus. And somebody shows up to walk with them, and they don't recognize, but that's Jesus. Another time, the disciples were in a room together, and because they were fearful of the Pharisees, the scripture says that they kept it locked. Doors don't keep Christ from going where he wants to go. And so Christ came into the room, not through the door, but apparently he comes through the wall, or maybe he comes through the door, but not an open door. And Jesus shares with them the gospel again. Therefore, you become a witness to the resurrection. Jesus says, blessed, and he's talking to the disciples, and he says, blessed are you because you believe, blessed are you who believe because you saw, but blessed are those who believe but never did see. And that's you. You have not seen the risen Christ, but you know you are blessed because of the resurrection of Christ. Let us then believe the testimony. If Christ is not raised from the dead, then your faith is in vain. But if he is raised, then your salvation from sin is accomplished. There is nothing else you need to add to it. Well, what if I pray harder? Well, you can pray harder, and that's good. But it does not change the fact that Christ has satisfied all you need to be saved. I like that hymn, because he lives, you can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. O death, where is your sting? The victory over death and the sting of death is defeated because of the resurrection of Christ. You now go and be a witness of the resurrected Christ. Be a witness in your home. Be a witness in your church. Be a witness in your school, your place of business. You be a witness of Christ. Let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for those witnesses of Christ, because it is through them that we have believed and are saved. Oh, Father God, we pray that you would open up our eyes more and more to the glorious riches of Christ Jesus. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. Let us prepare ourselves for the sacrament as we stand and sing hymn number 87, verses 1 through 4. Hymn 87, 1 through 4. Let's stand as we sing.